1 Samuel chapter 5. Now the Philistines had captured the Ark of God, and they brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. The Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it into the temple of Dagon, and put it beside Dagon. When the people of Ashdod got up early the next morning, Dagon had fallen over with his face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and put him in his place again. When they got up early the next morning, Dagon had fallen over with his face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon and both palms of his hands were broken off, lying at the threshold. Only Dagon's body was left intact. This is why, to this day, neither the priests of Dagon nor anyone who enters Dagon's temple will step on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod. The hand of the Lord was heavy on the inhabitants of Ashdod. He brought devastation on them and struck them with tumors, both in Ashdod and its surrounding areas. When the men of Ashdod saw what was happening, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel must not stay with us, for his hand is heavy on us, and on Dagon our God." They sent, therefore, and gathered all the lords of the Philistines and said, "What should we do with the ark of the God of Israel?" They answered, "Let the ark of the God of Israel be carried to Gath." So they carried the ark of the God of Israel there. And after it arrived there, the hand of the Lord was against the city, causing great panic, and he struck the men of the city, both young and old, so that tumors broke out on them. So they sent the ark of God to Ekron. As the ark of God arrived at Ekron, the Ekronites cried out, "They have brought the ark of the God of Israel to us, to kill us and our people." So they sent and gathered all the lords of the Philistines and said, "Send away the ark of the God of Israel and let it go back to its own place, so it won't kill us and our people." For there was a deathly panic throughout the entire city. The hand of God was very heavy there. Those who did not die were smitten with tumors, and the cry of the city went up to heaven.